Early in the morning, rise into the street. Light me up that cigarette, and I strap shoes on my feet. Got to find a reason, reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian.
Huh. Let me stop you right there, because you know what, guys? It's not early in the morning. It's noon time, and it is time for Drive-Through HR. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals. And this is your host, Nisha, and I'm on Twitter at TheHRBuddy. And today, we're going to talk to a wonderful guest. In fact, I met him on Twitter last week and through a chat named Spoof Chat. So you better check it out. So we're going to talk more about it. But before we get to that, I was telling you guys, you know, I got to meet this person last week, and I'm talking to him today, and that too even live on air at Drive-Through HR. So I'm pretty much excited to get to know a little bit more about this person. I'm sure he's going to share a fantastic, wonderful insights to you when it comes to personal branding. So stay tuned. If you're out there listening to Drive-Through HR, hit the hashtag DTHR and ask any questions or share any thoughts, and we can pull that up and give you a comment. So without further ado, let me welcome Adam Dins. Adam, welcome to Drive-Through HR.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It's fantastic that we ended up meeting through the social sphere, and here we are chatting in real life. And so, isn't that indicative of how our online culture has sort of evolved, and that's the norm these days of how a lot of folks are meeting first online and then offline, as opposed to, you know, how it used to be, where you'd meet people in person and then give them different ways to connect with you online. So it's all really great stuff for sure.
Absolutely right. We all have different means right now when it comes to connecting with people. All you need is to have that mentality to reach out to and talk to them and treat them as a real person and show them some interest, saying, hey, you really wanting to connect with that person, right? So it's all about your brand. It's all about who you are, and it's all about who you really wanting to be. So we're going to talk more about that, Adam. But before we get to that, we would really appreciate if you can talk a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Sure, more than happy to. So again, my name is Adam Dins, and I'm the director of Earned Media here at Deluxe Corporation. We're a publicly traded company. This is actually our 100th year of being in business. We started in 1915, and we're celebrating this 100th year anniversary through a movement that we're calling the Small Business Revolution, where we're celebrating small businesses across the country, and we're doing some fantastic work. So on my team, the Earned Media really represents non-paid advertising and marketing. So how do we connect with our audience and our target and our friends and whatnot in a way that we don't have to spend advertising dollars on it, and really do it through genuine quality? So we're really excited about that, and we leverage different channels like search engine optimization, social media, and content to really make all of those things connect, and we do get quite a bit of help on the PR side as well. So prior to being here at Deluxe, I've been here at Deluxe now for 2.5 years. Prior to being here in the Twin Cities at Deluxe, I was living in New York City, where I was VP, Director of Search and Content Strategy at MRM McCann, which is one of the largest digital agencies in the world, and work with major clients like ExxonMobil, JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, General Mills. I mean, just across the board, we had an amazing suite of global clients. And aside from that, I'm pursuing my MBA at St. Kate University, so St. Catherine here in St. Paul, and I'm an avid blogger, love to be on social media, love to talk shop, and very, very similar to what we're talking about today, love talking personal branding, one of my favorite subjects.
Absolutely. So, again, congratulations for the 100th anniversary. And
thank you.
I'm sure you guys are doing a great job out there. And before we get to that, before we get to the personal branding topic, if you can talk a little bit more about this Spoof Chat, that's where we both have connected.
Sure.
So what's that all about? Tell us a little bit.
Yeah, really glad that you brought that up.
Give a shout out to your audience.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyone who is a Spoof Chat regular, hello, if you're on this call, we actually have the Spoof Chat every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern. You can just join us by following the hashtag Spoof Chat. And it's really interesting how this evolved. You know, we Twitter chats, if you haven't been to one, they're a lot of fun. There are a lot of Twitter chats happening all the time. And it's essentially a community of people who are interested in a topic that essentially talk to each other through a designated hashtag. And so usually the host of, you know, the Twitter chat will ask questions, and then either if there's a special guest who's on the chat, or the people who are just attending will kind of respond to those questions with answers, and it really fosters a fantastic conversation and sense of community. So all of us, you know, we attend quite a few of these Twitter chats, and we found that there was an abundance use of buzzwords, and it was laughable, and a few of us were laughing about it. You know, obviously you can't hear us laughing on Twitter, but we were letting each other know we were laughing, and we ended up kind of spoofing the use of those buzzwords for about an hour or two after the chat was over. And then my friend Jermaine Young and I had the idea of, hey, you know what, we should start our own chat where we just kind of lampoon this sort of buzzwordy, industry-specific kind of chat, and let's see what happens. So we had our first spoof chat, I think, back on March 25th, and we had an amazing attendance, and people loved it. There was this desire to just kind of make fun of themselves in a lot of ways, because we take ourselves so seriously so much of the time, and just to be able to take ourselves a little bit lightly was a really great opportunity. And we've seen our audience grow, and we've had tremendous success. And in fact, last Wednesday night, Spoof Chat trended number 4 on Twitter, which was Earth Day, and we still trended number 4. So we're really proud of that, and we just have a really good time with it. And so we welcome all of you to join us and be a part of the conversation and have a little fun for about an hour or so.
Well, you guys are doing a great job out there, and that's one of the reasons, you know, you got me into my attention. And you're right, because we take ourselves so seriously and talk all about business every time. But when it comes to telling people who you are, what it really matters for you, or what you enjoy, you know, people miss that a lot. And you guys are out there telling people, hey, come out and talk. So I really love that. So let's talk about personal branding.
Sure.
So what got this, you know, now throughout the conversation, throughout the Spoof Chat, and throughout the discussions that you have done with many, many people out there on Twitter, you have seen some of the folks, they really stand out, but some of them, they're in the mix of the flow. But what it means to have a personal brand so that you can attract the people who you want to attract for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, your personal brand is not what you think about yourself. It's what other people think about you. I heard a really great explanation of it is your personal brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, and a lot of us we have skills, we have abilities, we have talents, we're smart, we achieve results, we do all kinds of great things, but the world doesn't know about it. And the world doesn't know who we are, or we approach the world from such a professional sort of perspective, and we're afraid to let our personality show through, which is also a big part of our personal brand. So, you know, your personal brand, wow, you know, that Adams, he's a smart guy, and he knows what he's doing, but boy, he's just all business, and, you know, he's not the kind of person that I think would be a good culture fit here at this company. So it's really about making sure that you're building your brand around your personality, around your skills, around your talent sets, and not being afraid to be who you are, and letting people know that, and you know, and it goes across the spectrum of online and offline, and it takes effort. It really does. It's when I first started in the industry in advertising marketing, I was really frustrated. You know, I go to these conferences and I'd see these people speaking, and I'd be like, wow, how do those people get up there? Had they somehow get the attention of somebody who said, you know what, you'd be a great person to speak at this conference? Or I would read people who are writing articles in industry trade magazines. And say, wow, you know what, I really wish I had the opportunity to write for that publication. And so what I learned was that, hey, these people are out there making an effort to build that brand and achieved a lot of success from doing so.
So tell our audience, you know, some of the questions that one person should ask themselves while defining their personal brand. Because we got to take some of the deliberate attempt, right, in order to create your own personal brand or to build your own personal brand. So when it comes to that area, what do you want to see people ask themselves so that it will help them to define their own personal brand and build a strategy around it?
You know, it's interesting. I can only speak for myself because, you know, I've spent a lot of time kind of developing my personal brand, and I think everyone has their own style and way of going about creating that personal brand. But the best piece of advice I ever got was when I was starting to build my brand proactively. I started writing articles for my own blog, AdamDintz.com, and the general manager of my agency, a gentleman named Mark Singer, he caught wind of my blog. He was a general manager of MRM McCann, and essentially he was a boss, whatever he said, that's what happened. And so he said, Adam, I'd love for you to write for our blog. What do you say? And I said, no. And he said, why not? I said, well, because what if I'm wrong? Like, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I write something that's not factually accurate? What happens? And he said to me, you know, Adam, the most important thing is that you have a point of view. No one's going to fault you on that. So write for our blog. And it was scary, for sure, you know, getting a little bit more visibility to my writing, but I did it, and it was liberating in a lot of ways for me because I had all these opinions and all these thoughts that were just confined to my small readership on AdamDintz.com, and now I was able to really put what I believed and what I thought out there. And so from writing that blog and contributing to that, it got me invited to more meetings, and it got me some exposure with some folks who ran conventions and conferences, and it started getting me on the speaking circuit. And so, you know, the thing I would say is most important is don't be afraid to express what you believe. And whether you're right or wrong, or whether you're worried about if someone's going to agree with you or not, if you have a point of view, stand behind it and be conversational, engage people and talking to them about it, and let people see how passionate you are about what you do and about what you care about. And all those things added together start to add up. And if you're doing the right things, you really don't have to try that hard to come up with a story for your personal brand, because essentially it's who you are. And that's really what you want your brand to be about. And that's how you stay true to yourself, and that's how you make sure that your brand never takes a setback, because you don't have to change with the times. You don't have to modify your brand based on who you're talking to. You are who you are. You do what you do, and it allows you to be really flexible.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question which is going to be a little controversial.
Okay.
Let's say reality versus perception.
Okay.
So some of us are, you know, introverts. When they talk to people in front of them on a face-to-face basis, they kind of tend backwards, and they are not at all good when they're on stage or when they are in a real-life situation, but then when they use social media, they are so good at it.
Yeah.
And some people are on the other way too, because, you know, we have so many personalities out there. But still, when it comes to using social media, this kind of a difference has already been there. Some people think that I'm a little vulnerable and I don't want to show my vulnerabilities to the people who are following me. So some people think that, you know, my vulnerability is is who you are, and I need to show that, and I need to take an advantage of that by telling who I am and connecting with the person who really, you know, resonates with you. So what do you say? How can we actually differentiate reality versus perception when we are using social media?
Sure, you know, it's a great question you ask, and if you study leadership and some of the principles behind leadership, one of the traits that makes an exceptional leader is that vulnerability. You know, people can identify with you when you're being vulnerable, and it's scary to be vulnerable, right? Because when you're vulnerable, people can take advantage of you, they can say things about you, they can form their own opinions about who you are. And so, you know, I've always been an advocate of just be yourself, whether it's online or offline. And you know, yes, there are definitely people who are more introverted that don't necessarily open up and blossom, such as an extrovert would. In fact, I have a good friend of mine who runs a major ad agency, and on social, this guy, you would swear he was, you know, the most sociable guy you've ever met in your life, and then you meet him in person, you know, he doesn't really say two words, and, you know, it is common. So, you know, I would say don't put too much pressure on yourself to be somebody who you're not, and if you're an introvert, you're an introvert. But, you know, introverts, too, can learn how to communicate and to be sociable, even though it's not inherent with who they are. They can still learn to overcome that. They may not enjoy it, but it's definitely a skill. And so, you know, whenever I speak to people about personal branding, whether it's someone who's in university and getting ready to graduate, or it's someone who's been in the industry for many years, you know, the piece of advice I give is practice. Like, talk to your family, talk to your friends. If you have a roommate, if you you know, have a good friend that you can call, you know, role play and say, hey, you know what, I need to work on my elevator pitch. I need to work on how I network if I'm at an event in person. So can we just practice? And it may seem a little weird, but it works. And, you know, when I was in the military, we always used to say, practice like you're in war. So that time when you're in war, you'll be ready for it, right? And so the more you practice, the better you get, the easier it'll be for you in real life. And so, you know, I don't think that you should ever be afraid to be who you are and enjoy the fruits of what people give to you when they know who you are.
True. So now, you know, people take a deliberate attempt of looking at their posts or tweets or any of the digital footprints on social media, if you can see. So what do you recommend for the people? You know, how should they be taking control of their online brand? Because which is always, when people think about the personal brand of somebody, they definitely be searching them on online, right? And some people make preconceived notions based on that. So on that basis, what do you wanted to tell our audience when it comes to taking control of your brand, your personal brand, by looking at how people are evaluating you or how people are seeing you based on your social presence?
Sure, absolutely. I would say use good judgment in what you say and how you say it. You know, depending on what you do in your career, obviously there's a bit of self-governance that you, obviously, if you're on Twitter, if you're on a public network, you don't want to have pictures of getting sloppy drunk out on a Friday night, right? Because that it's really hard to erase that perception in people's minds. But, you know, there's the online space has made it so easy for people to build their personal brands. And I see it all the time, new people who are just getting on social media and they connect with the right people and they're building their brands. And it used to be one of those things where having a personal brand was a luxury. Now it's really a necessity. And when you're, you know, applying to go to whatever job it is that you want, it's your personal brand in a lot of ways that acts as sort of the equity you have when you walk in to negotiate. And so I would say, you know, in terms of claiming your online personal brand, be very specific about it. It takes time. It takes effort. It's almost like a part-time job in itself, really curating your own social networks, personal networks. But communicate with people. Talk to people. Build relationships with people. Get to know them. Be specific with who you're getting to know, and work with them. Look for opportunities to create content together. Look for opportunities to meet in real life once you've, like you and I did, right? So fantastic opportunities there. I think one of the bigger mistakes that I see people make in personal branding online is like, oh you know what, I'm going to join Twitter and just start sharing content and sharing articles, and you're just part of the noise. You're just part of the overly busy news feed or Twitter stream that's in front of my eyes, and it's really important that you build relationships with people so they care about what you say or what you write, because otherwise it's really push advertising at its greatest. It's really self-promotional. And so the more that you can really focus on other people and care about other people and just be genuine, be yourself, the better that your brand will be. And you don't have to worry about every network. You don't have to be, you know, everything to everybody. Just be yourself, do what you can, and be specific. And I guarantee that as soon as you start seeing that needle move, you start getting asked to guest post or to speak at conferences, or you meet someone in an event and they go, oh, I know who you are. I've seen you on Twitter. I've seen you on Instagram or whatever. You'll start to even get more excited about continuing to build out that personal brand.
Absolutely, right? Like people who are out there who are just posting me post, I was like, you know, you are doing it wrong. It's not how it works. So anyway,
absolutely.
You know, you talked about, yeah, so you talked about this equity factor, which is so attractive and fascinating to me. So I'm guessing your insights would definitely help our audience when it comes to job seekers and they wanting to attract the recruiters, or even let's say who they want to attract when it comes to finding a job that they would love to do. So share to us some of the personal branding tips and techniques that somebody out there can use, be it online or offline or on social media, when it comes to connecting with the recruiter.
Sure. So in terms of connecting with recruiters, you know, I definitely the more that you're out there and the more that you're building that brand, the more exposure you get to recruiters and for hiring managers, things like that. But really, the flip side of that too is as you build your brand and your personal brand, you'll end up seeing that it's not recruiters that are connecting you with possible job opportunities, but it's your friends that you've met that aren't recruiters that know somebody who is hiring for a job that you're perfect for, right? So that's one side of it. The other side of the equation is that it used to be that a brand's brand, if you will, a company's brand, mm-hmm. was what made the company successful. So if your Coca-Cola brand was really strong, you were in a good spot. If you were General Mills, if you were Honey Nut Cheerios, and everyone loved that cereal brand, then you were successful. But as social media has become so important in everybody's daily life, what we find is that people are expecting brands to be a little bit more human and a little bit more personal in how they interact. And so if you've done a fantastic job in building out your brand and you've got not just numbers, because numbers are meaningless unless those numbers are valuable and they mean something. So if you've got a big network of people that you're connected to, that you're able to communicate with and get the word out and share your experiences with, that gives you a lot of equity when you go in for a job interview, because essentially you can say, hey, you're not just interviewing me and what I can bring to the table of what I can do myself, but I have this massive network of people that I'm bringing in to this into this company that we can use all together to help improve our results. And it's so true.
Correct.
So it's a huge benefit of building out your personal brand, and that you get to meet people who can help find you those jobs. And when you actually get that interview, you have a really great story to tell about who you are, and it makes you that much more attractive in the hiring process.
It is. Everybody is a celebrity nowadays. And moreover, when you are connecting or when you are hiring one candidate or bringing somebody into your organization, you are letting them invite their family too, and their family is their followers. I mean, their audience, of course. So, Adam, one of the interesting questions that I wanted to ask you next is how much of one's personal brand is actually owned by them?
None of it is. It's influenced by you, for sure.
Absolutely.
But essentially, yeah, your personal, I mean, think about if something happens that's out of your control, right? Like, mm-hmm. let's say you're working at a company, you've got a great personal brand, right? But your company does something completely below the belt, something unethical, gets a lot of bad PR, right?
Correct.
A lot of that can be, it may not change all of the perception of you, but if you're working at a company that gets that kind of reputation, it essentially affects your personal brand. And so because other people are perceiving you to be connected to that negative business brand. So the most you can do is try and influence your personal brand by being proactive and hope that, you know, those who you're communicating with believe you and accept you. And most times they will. I mean, if you're being yourself, you know, I think you can really influence how your brand is perceived, you know, out in the marketplace. But yeah, it really is up to those who are listening and the judges to say, yep, this person is real. This person is who they say they are. I think you probably see it because you're on Twitter. You're fairly active. I mean, you probably see people who are trying so hard to build their personal brand that they're not really connecting with anybody. Like you said, me. And though they mm-hmm. think their personal brand is, let's say, A, people perceive it as B, and there's a huge disconnect, right, between who someone thinks they are and who their community does.
Correct. And they value more about numbers, not about the people behind
yes.
this profile picture or people behind this the web that we can call and sitting out there and wanting to connect with you. So which is again absolutely hilarious. So if you're out there and wanting to connect with somebody, just talk to them. Just send a direct message or send a tweet or ask them how they are doing and just
yeah,
take it forward.
Absolutely. And you know what? If they don't respond to you, if they don't acknowledge you, then you don't want to be connected with them anyway and move on to
Correct.
Bigger and better things.
Correct. And another question is, you know, who you really are or what you wanted to communicate, it has a big impact on who you are following too, right? So when it comes to your follower, let's say you are into marketing and majority of your followers are into marketing, they know the drill and you will get a high impact when you are creating or when you are sharing some content. But what if your followers are not into marketing or not into the industry that you are into? So in that situation, what would you recommend for the audience when it comes to connecting with the people deliberately and building up their network deliberately when it comes to, firstly, focus on your own industry. And, yeah, we do have to follow people which are outside of your industry as well. That I'm not denying that fact. But when it comes to getting a good impact, what do you recommend? Who should they be following? How should they be building their network?
Sure. You know, first of all, don't worry about following people who are outside of your industry or network. There are so many shows that I watch on TV, and I'll end up tweeting about those shows while I'm watching it, and I'll connect with people who have nothing in common with me except for the fact that they love the show, right? And it kind of makes social media a little bit more enjoyable when you have a well-rounded...
It is. It is interesting when Oscar is happening or, you know, the football is happening. So
absolutely.
It is interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
you're
so right about that.
You.
No, you're so right about that, and it makes it enjoyable. And sometimes it gets monotonous when all you're talking to is industry people, and it's a nice break to hear from someone who's you know just watched a performance on the Grammys, and they're like, man, that was awesome, and you're just talking back and forth, and you're like, this is cool, this is real people, it's real life, and so, and I think you know in terms of marketing, the way I've approached it, and it's kind of happened organically for me in a lot of ways, and not I haven't had a search for who's a social media influencer or who's a search engine optimization influencer. If I'm reading things that I'm interested in, and I'm listening, and I'm joining conversations, then I sort of organically follow people who I'm interested in, and they follow me back. And so, you know, I think sometimes we can get caught up in the details too much, and we're so focused on getting in front of the right people and making sure we're following the right people that we end up missing out on so many other folks out there that we normally wouldn't have followed. You know, I've got a lot of people who I'm connected to on Twitter, and if you looked at what they do, you know, on a day-to-day basis, maybe they're not as powerful or as influential as other people, but I get more value from them than I do from, let's say, a quote-unquote influencer, because they're real and they're talking to me, and we build relationships, and I take a million of them. I take one of them any day over a million influencers who, quote-unquote, do something for me, right? So I think it's just, you know, with your personal brand, just be yourself, be who you are, be comfortable in your own skin, start building those relationships. You know, be somewhat strategic where you need to be, but don't put yourself into a box and so many rules around yourself where you're kind of paralyzed.
That's wonderful, Adam. Again, thank you so much for joining with us at Drive-Thru HR and accepting my invite and taking our relationship forward. I really love talking to you. And so, Adam, where can our audience connect with you, find out more details about you, and even continue this conversation?
Absolutely. Connect with me. The best network to connect with me on is Twitter, so it's at Adam Dintz. I always respond. I always build friendships with people who connect with me. We have something in common, so definitely, and I try to share out as much good content as I can. Also, join us on Spoof Chat, hashtag SPOOFHAT for sure, 10 o'clock Eastern tonight. If you've never attended a Twitter chat before, it'll give you an idea of how they work and how they run. It's a little bit hysterical and funny, so not in that regard, but I promise you'll have a good time.
Absolutely. Be sure to wear your honey funny, not honey, funny hat on. So, Adam, again, thank you so much for joining with us at Drive Through HR. Look forward to having you again on the show.